these deep freeze, you know, they talk about them. And all that, they talk about beef. There's something wrong. And I said, well, I can tell you what it is. I said, now, ain't none of you young people ever eat good beef. Because I said, when I was a kid here, it's cold enough that they'd kill a beef and they'd hang it up, you know, and just hang it up the smokehouse and let it hang there maybe for 2 or 3 weeks. And I said, then when you'd rub your hand down across it, that little skim on the side rattled like tissue paper. It'd be, well, it'd just dry out and be better. The only trouble you had would be if it'd come a warm day, the flies wouldn't blow it. You had to keep a sack over it or something to keep them getting bugs, worms in it. But that beef was good. And some old boy said, I'm backing you up on that. We was talking the other day. He said, that's right. They never had these young folks. They ain't eat no good beef.
Good aged beef. Boy, that brings a premium price now. Because they just won't keep it. They want to move it and get their money out of it.
Yeah, that's right.
Did you ever burn coal?
No, we never did burn coal.
Was that, did other people around here burn coal?
Not very many of them.
What did they carry it in when they did? Did they have any special thing for it? Or?
Oh, they had a, I don't know what you'd call that old thing, scuttle or something. It is an old thing, hold about a half bale to it, you know, and then come down to slope out here, come down to where it wasn't over that wide. Good thing, it's built for the business. You could hold it up there, you know, at the door and shake it, and it'd fall in there about right. Stop it anywhere you wanted to.
Did you ever have trouble with that old black stuff getting around the room?
Well, we never did burn enough of it. Know anything about that. We
never. No, I was
thinking. But lots of people did.
Wood.
Oh, no. It hardly ever smoked. If you build them chimneys right, they wouldn't hardly smoke.
How about cleaning it out of the chimney? Did you ever have trouble with that? Burning? Catching fire?
No, we never did. I guess I never. I helped build one in 1912 out of brick. Dad was going to help the old man build it. I just got married 24th of July, 25th of July. They built it pretty soon. Dad was going to help him, and he wasn't horse enough to take it. I had to go down and help the old man finish it up. I was down here for Cock City on the what they call the old fire.
Is it still standing?
Huh?
Is the fire chimney still standing?
No, the chimney was standing on long back, but I think it's come down, but they tore the house down and moved it away.
Took the bricks probably too, huh?
Well, they hadn't, but I think I was by the other day and I don't think they were still there.
What did you call that old black stuff that was up there?
Soot.
Excuse me?
Soot.
That's certainly dismal stuff. I heard that mixed with spider webs makes a good poultice for a wound.
They used to use that little for to stop blood and go. Take them old spider webs or cobwebs or whatever you want to call them, mix it with that soot, put on a fresh wound.
Would they gather those inside or outside?
Well, just wherever they could find them boogers.
What furniture did you have in your house when you were a young fellow?
Oh, had them. Bedstead, I think we did one time have when I was a little kid, what's called a trundle bed.